Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, a lot of levels to this confession, Figgy. A lot of levels to this confession, Reggie. You got to pay attention. I did something.
Wait, you think I typically don't pay attention? Is that what you're implying? I don't appreciate
that. Special attention. I did something yesterday that I haven't done ever in my entire life, and that was I wrote a strongly worded email.
Oh, wow. You're that guy.
I became that guy yesterday.
Wow.
But there's several levels. I think I'm in the right.
Karen Phillip Lopez. All right.
To the city of Houston. I wrote a strongly worded email to the city of Houston. There's this house in my neighborhood behind us that is got holes in the roof. It's got boards on the wall. It's been abandoned. The weeds.
Why
are,
you keep talking about the Astrodome, man? Come on now.
It makes the Astrodome look like the Taj Mahal. It's got weeds that are 6 and 7 feet high. It's got and the reason I wrote the letter is we've had rats come up by our yard. We had those rats in the attic back.
Oh yeah,
a while back. We've had raccoons wandering around behind our fence. We've had possums. Snake came into our yard, and that was the final.
Yeah, the snake could do it. Yeah. The snake could do it.
Raccoons cool. Rats cool. Snake,
Here's the thing. I wrote this strongly. I have it in front of me.
To who?
To the Neighborhoods Department of the City of Houston. I wrote a strongly worded
email. I wouldn't
email.
Even know who to go to.
Yeah.
Like, this man looked up who to snitch to. That's wild.
I did. I mean, I thought it was good. I mean, I'm not going to read it, but I thought it was good. And this morning, I got a response from the city of Houston. Good morning, Mr. Lopez. I put my name on it. I didn't go anonymous. You could go anonymous, but I put my name on it. Please be advised that no recent inspections or requests have been reported until yesterday. The last inspection on this home was in 2019.
Good Lord.
The code enforcement division will be inspecting it. And please keep an eye out for a yellow placard, which will indicate that the initial inspection has taken place. So that's part of the confession. I did that. The second part is, should I be worried about maybe a little
retribution? Yeah. Yes. Yes. Clearly.
Do you think that person on the other side of the email, some guy named John Lopez?
I don't know if they'll do that, but this house has been abandoned probably since 2019, but at least the 3 years that we've been there. And it is nasty. It is nasty. And holes in the roof, holes in the little shed. Like I said, all these animals everywhere. The weeds and trees are overgrown. It's nasty.
So what do you want them to do? You want them
make
to tear
him
it down?
Clean it up. Make them clean it up or tear it down. Either one.
Okay.
Yeah. Am I out of line?
I mean, you know what's funny? I was just thinking about the fact that I don't actually think that you're wrong, like in that, man, something needs to be done about that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out if the person was unwilling to like upkeep their house, will they get the notice from the city and will they actually
figure it out?
Or will they just be in a place where
especially if the house look like that?
Right.
Because clearly they ain't trying to fix it up or sell it.
Or do they maybe not even have the wherewithal wherever they actually
boards
are?
Boards are, I mean, it's collapsing on itself.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you had the time to do that.
Because sometimes
if I can't find nothing in the first 5 seconds, I'm just like, oh well, it is what it is.
I feel like what Lopez is gonna get is a really big eyesore with a condemned sign on it. I think that's all that's going to happen
And
here.
Then they'll never clean it up.
And then it'll just never happen. And all you did is that you're going to come back around and have...
Probably find somebody. Unfortunately, we could not find the owners of this house. So there's nothing we can really do about it.
They have to have a record of it, right?
Sure.
They have to.
Somebody said, dang, J-Lo, you sure you don't live in the hood?
Well, it's in transition.
That's a nice neighborhood. Well, I didn't even know it was an abandoned house over in your neighborhood.
Right behind, well, I shouldn't say that, but behind our house.
Yeah, Lopez, just go ahead and get your money. You know, you got all that money. Just go ahead and buy that up.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Is it a good fixer-upper?
Yes.
Just go ahead and buy it up.
Or is it just tear down and just build a million dollar
mansion? It would be Vrbo or Airbnb.
You know what it is? I just found Lopez's reality show. You know? What is it? One of them flipping shows. Go ahead and get that. Yeah. Love it or list it or what have you. Go ahead and do that. Lopez about to be the Property Brothers in here.
Set it on fire. I don't want to go crazy now.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, so I know he does not play for this team anymore, but Stephon Diggs is a personality and a half. So Patriots have started their OTAs. All the teams in the NFL, I believe, as of today, have begun OTAs. And, of course, remember, they're voluntary, and you might be surprised to find out that Stephon Diggs volunteered to not go because he was seen on video, notably.
He wasn't watching tape.
I don't believe he was, unless tape is the name of one of the one of the ladies that he was chatting up on the boat that he was out there with.
He was out there kikiing with him.
Mind you, he seems to have gone public with his relationship with Cardi B. So that was a lot of conversation. And people were like, oh, he out here flirting with these girls while he's with his lady. And I actually, like, I got to confess, I don't think he was doing nothing wrong. Like, I don't, like, because first and foremost, in the video that I saw, which again is not the end all be all. However, it's not the end-all, be-all for any of the people that he was saying he was actually flirting. It didn't seem like he was doing anything that I would go to the like to the point of actually stepping out on his lady. It just felt like he was on the boat talking to a group of women that happened to be around him. But I feel wild because this is Stephon Diggs and he has a reputation, and I feel like I am operating opposite his reputation. And if you took his reputation into account, you'd probably say he was probably talking and flirting with these girls.
Yeah, I think I kind of agree with you on this a little bit because I feel like if this is a boat, mind you, Cardi B was on the boat too.
Yeah.
And some of them same girls that he was kikiing with, they were twerking with Cardi B.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing she was fine with all of the women that was on that boat. It wasn't like he took off without her.
I don't know how many women are fine with seeing that.
I feel like, hey, this is a different type of woman. Yeah. I would say that. This is a different type of woman. So maybe she was fine with it. But it was a little crazy that they was all around his neck. And I think they was calling him daddy and all this other stuff. So I was just like.
Of course they were calling him daddy.
That was them.
And allegedly they had some pink cocaine.
Yeah, that's the rumor anyway.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't see none of that. Yeah, I didn't see none of that.
I seen that. So I don't know who it came from.
Is that why Mike Vrabel, the new head coach of the Patriots, had to put out a statement?
That's what I was going to say. The only pushback I'll have on your point, because you're right. It was Stefan holding court, Stefan being Stefan.
Like, which, just an effervescent personality.
Yeah, but you know, you can interpret effervescent. But I'm with you.
He was bubbly for a reason, is what you're saying here? Are you making allegations?
I can understand your confession and be down with it, by and large. The only pushback, the only problem I might have with it is they're having OTAs right now, and he's missing OTAs and posting this video. And Mike Vrabel, as you said, did have to issue or answer a question about it. He said, "We want to make great decisions on and off the field. Can't sit well. Cannot sit well."
Yeah. Now, did he actually post this picture?
Somebody did.
I don't think he was trying to post like, "Hey, I'm out here kicking it.
Yeah.
Screw OTAs." But I think they kind of lit up the block a little bit by posting some of that stuff.
All right, so let's do the thing. Let's do the, hey, this is voluntary, but we're still going to see if we judge or not. Are you judging him for not being at OTAs? Because it is worth remembering that he's still on the road to recovery when it comes to this. I don't know.
He looked fine to me.
However, well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing that we all do in sports where we go, you look like you can walk, and it's like, yeah, but doing that versus the athletic portions of these is different. However, OTAs is for more than just like, hey, getting out here and get your body right, which is getting used to a system. By the way, a one that he is new to, and he is not there, like,
that too.
Do you hold this against him for not being out there?
Yeah, I will probably judge him for this one, man. Like, bro, like, if you ain't gonna be here, don't be chilling on a boat like
don't be
that.
Having vacation during the summer.
No, this is a little
have
rough.
His nose in the playbook.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I'm just saying, I don't want to see you on the boat looking like y'all having a freak off or something.
Nobody does. It might not be accurate because he may have his nose in the playbook, you know, the entirety of the other 23 hours. But
yeah, he's been in the league long enough, so I'm sure he know how it go, but damn.
The only bad look that I point to is, hey, man, if y'all really did have some booger sugar over there, that should not show up on the video ever.
Yeah. It was clear as day, too, to the point people were like, is that pink cocaine?
That should not show. Like, I bet Mike Vrabel was over there like, are you for real right now, bro? Are you for real right now? But yeah, other than that, I don't think he did nothing wrong. Free my man, Stefan.
I got to confess, I don't know if this is a marketing thing or what, but for some reason, I'm on Facebook, you get a lot of the people you may know.
Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of athletes just randomly on Facebook as like a regular person. Like the other day, I seen Myles Garrett.
Mm-hmm. Like his real account?
It looked like a real account, yeah.
Did you friend him?
I did. And apparently he accepted my friend request.
I wonder if that's a real account.
It's going to be a scam.
No, last week, I got a text from a friend of mine, and she was like, look, Jalen Hurts liked my comment. And I was like, what? And I looked at the account, and it has some numbers behind it. And I'm like, I don't want to, you know, rant on your parade.
This one didn't have
no numbers, like straight up Myles Garrett.
No, I seen like some, like I seen Christian Covington.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Like he had one, and you could tell it was him. But I'm starting, it's like a lot of random, like, I'm like, I wonder if this is a marketing thing, kind of like what Antonio Brown do with Twitter a little bit. Because,
oh, you mean from the actual Myles Garrett?
Yeah. I wonder if people are like hiring or players are hiring people to kind of run a Facebook account just to kind of stay active a little bit.
Maybe.
Because it's starting to freak me out a little bit.
I'm leaning towards spam because I thought
Facebook was dying out a little bit,
mm-hmm.
But it seemed like it's kind of popping a little more now.
Yeah. Somebody said Figgy's showing his age. Here we go. They saying you getting catfished out here, baby.
How much y'all want to bet, man?
I don't know.
I know a lot of scam accounts, but this one it seemed like it's like a lot of random ones. It's not like the obvious LeBron James or anything like that, but it's been like a lot of random Facebook people you may know that don't usually pop up.
All right, so I want to take this bet. I just don't know how we actually adjudicate it, right? Like, do you hit the man up on the supposed Myles Garrett and be like, hey, is it you for real? Like, I don't know how we adjudicate this, but I would take your bet here. Like, I'd put $20 down.
All right.
I just don't know how we figure out how to do this. I will put $20 down.
So if I find one that's legit, then you owe me $20.
What do you mean one that's the one that you?
My confession was I feel like it's a marketing thing behind this because I've been seeing a lot of random NFL players that say people you may know.
Mm-hmm.
I think the marketing thing is people like having accounts that people that have a lot of people attached to them, so they use a familiar face that people might jump to, which is including athletes.
Another one I've seen, Deebo Samuels.
Oh, Deebo Samuel, huh?
Like, it's random as hell. Yeah.
Well, you know, you are a little bit of a celebrity yourself. They might just be like, oh, man, Figgy.
I have no celebrity compared to these guys.
Got
to
get in on that. You could be invited to a party, man.
From the 281, I got one from Sam Darnold 2 weeks ago. 713, Figgy's going to have Nev visiting him. Okay, all right. Yeah, so, I'm sorry, Figgy. I have to burst your bubble. I don't think that's the real.
You're going to owe me $20.
We'll see.
I think it's a marketing thing behind this,
We'll see. I don't know how we figure it out, but I hope we do soon. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, is college football on its way to another massive change? Because it feels like the answer is yes. Let's talk about that next.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.